Abephume ngobuningi ngamalunga ebandla le-MRP ephethe inqwaba yezikhalazo ezibhekiswe kurhulumente weZimbabwe. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Velile Moyo nguye wethule izikhalazo lezi kuziphathamandla zommeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa.
Sikhangela ukuthi-ke urhulumente kumele athathe inyathelo indaba yebhugrawundi. Siqhubeka siya phambili sikhangele izinto zelendo. Sikhangele futhi-ke ukuvalwa kwamabhoda. Sikhangele futhi-ke ukumiswa kwama-taxi drivers kobulawayo kufakwa uzupho kulethwa amabhasi avela eHarare esiza kuyiwona azosebenza kobulawayo nama-drivers ekuya enjalo. MRP 9 eboshiweyo kufanele ukuthi ikhululwe ngokuthetha. Ama-demands lawa siwafuna ukuthi ayenzakale njengoba sikhuluma kanje. Kuyekelwe futhi ukuhlukunyezwa abantu bakithi politically, abantu baphiwe i-preference ukuthi ba-exercise ama-political rights abo bengahlukunyezwa nguhulumende. Kuhlanganisa ukuthi bayekele ukuhlukumeza umongameli we-Thokoza Republic Party uMqondisi Moyo.
Leli bandla lithi amalunga alo eZimbabwe asephilela evalweni olukhulu kanti akhululeka kuphela engangena kwele South Africa. Lithi udaba lwegugurawundi sekufuze lukhulunywe kungakhathalekile lokuthi urhulumente uyafuna loba akafuni. Ilunga laleli bandla unkosazana Zanele Mguni uthi sebediniwe ngokuhlupheka emazweni bebalekela uncindezelo elizweni labo.
Esikhundleni sokuthi kube sisekhaya sibheke ingane zethu sibheke imizi yethu kodwa nanku siyahlupheka sisemazweni ngenxa yokuthi ilizwe lethu alikhululekanga asinakho ukuthula okubuhlungu kunakho konke ngendaba yamathebelelendi. Ucuku esihlangabezana naleli zweni i-forced immigration silapha asithandi sifisa ukuba sekhaya kodwa singaba sekhaya sizokwenzani ayikho umsebenzi nale misebenzi ekhona ithathwa ngabanye abantu abasusa kwezindaba ezothatha imisebenzi manje sebethatha iland angisayiphathi indaba yokufeyila kwabantwana ezikolweni abasemathebeleleni.
Ziningi inhlanganiso ezidabuka kwele mandebeleni ebeziyingxenye yalokhu kutshengisela umnumzana Nkosinodumo Khumalo uthi konke sekuzanyiwe kwehlula ngakho sebefuna ilizwe labo abalijiyelwa inkosi uMzilikazi.
Njengabantu bakomthokazi sifuna a two-state solution. Ayikho enye into esisayidinga, two-state solution. Umashona ndahlale yodwa, umthokazi ahlale yedwa. Yinto esiyifunayo, bahluphekile abantu babulewe, akula solution. Siyatshontshelwa, ama-resources ayathathwa left, right and center. So lento two-state solution is what we want. Phelela lapho.
Umnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya obemele inhlanganiso ye-Operation Free Mthwakazi layo betshaya phansi ngentonga ethi sebehlupheke kwenela.
Sithi thina ugovernment waseZimbabwe akayeke ukuhlukumeza abantu bakithi sokwanele manje ngoba lamanje lamabheli la alobe ekhitshwa okungapheliyo sesenele ngayo. Umlayezo nje simnikeza wona ukuthi ma engasoze alalele lokho esikucelileyo okuzolandela kuzofana naye.
Umculi weZimbabwe odumileyo umnumzana Sebenzani Mqolo layo bekulokhu kutshengisela esithi urhulumente weZimbabwe akayele kubopha lokuhlukuluza abantu abasebenzisa ilungelo labo lokutshengisela.
Abantu kumele bebe lamalungelo, abantu kumele ukuthi-ke bekwazi ukutshengisela ngaso sonke isikhathi ngaphansi kukahulumende wedemokhrasi. Lokho sikubona kusenzakala eZimbabwe kuyabonisa ukuthi-ke ilizwe leliyana alila demokhrasi. Ngabantu akade betshengisela bengela violence kodwa namanje basaboshiwe basejele asazi ukuthi bazokhululwa nini.
Iziphathamandla ze-ofisi kamele weZimbabwe zalile ukuphuma esangweni lesigodlo zakhetha ukwamukela ugwalo lwezikhalazo lolu ngezikhala zesango. Le yinto ethukuthelise kakhulu iningi labe betshengisela laba. Kodwa-ke lezi ziphathamandla zithembisile ukuthi ugwalo lolu zizalusa kurhulumente weZimbabwe ukuze kutholakale impendulo. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngiwuThuso Khumalo.
Emadele, 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 em